约翰在第一章十七节十八节讲到
John spoke in John chapter 1 verse 17 and 18,
他说律法本是藉着摩西传的，恩典和真理是由耶稣基督来的。
He said the law was given by through Moses, but truth and love came with Jesus Christ.
律法到底是什么？
What is the law?
恩典又是什么意思？
What is grace?
律法和恩典是什么样的关系？
What's the relationship between law and grace?
律法和恩典与一个人得救有什么关系？
So what's their relationship with our salvation?
一个人得救以后，律法和恩典它又是什么样的地位？
After you were saved, what happens to grace and law?
自从新约教会的建立，这些都是教会面临的问题。
So ever since the church was established, this is the problem that churches face.
摩西写着说，人若行了出律法的义，就必因此活着。
So Moses has said that if we have fulfilled the law, we may live.
但是神借着保罗传因行称义的福音。
But Paul was God used Paul to declare that we are saved by faith.
他说，如果我们口里认耶稣为主，心里行神，叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
If we confess in our mouth that Lord Jesus is our Lord and we acknowledge that He resurrected from death, then we may live.
那么律法在一个人得救上面是什么地位？
So what is the law, the importance in a man's life?
律法是教我们知罪。
So the law teaches us about sin.
教我们知道我们需要一位救主。
Teach us that we need a savior.
领我们到基督那里。
Lead us to Christ.
而基督在世完全公义的生活。
And Christ will give us the righteous life.
这个被神加在我们身上成为我们的义。
This was given to us, therefore we may be righteous.
但是犹太人的假教是说人得救需要守国律，遵守律法。
But the Jews, the false teachers taught that we have to be circumcised to be righteous through the law.
所以保罗为因行称义的真理竭力争辩。
That's why Paul protected and argued against the faith.That we are saved by faith.
这个错误直到公元49年在耶路撒冷大会的时候才被除掉。
So this mistaken thought was get rid of not until 49 years in the Jerusalem Council.
这是在使徒行传的十五章。
This was recorded in chapter 15 of the Acts.
所以人称义是因着信，不在乎遵行律法。
Therefore, we can be righteous through faith, but not by law.
保罗传因信称义的福音以后，
After Paul declared that we are saved by faith,
使人知道律法，借着律法使人知道人是在神的震怒之下。
And he also taught us through the law that we are living under the wrath of God.
律法没有能力使人脱离神的审判。
Law cannot deliver people from God's judgment.
但基督徒得救以后，律法到底在基督徒生命中是什么样的地位？
So what happens after a Christian is saved? How important is law in his life?
加拉太的教会被人蒙蔽。
So the church in Galatia,
他们认为人靠行径得救以后，要靠律法来成全。
They think people are saved by faith, but then their life are fulfilled by the law.
最早信有最早的书信加拉太书就是为这个错误争辩。
So the Paul's letter to the Galatians is to argue for this mistaken thought.
保罗先告诉我，基督既为我们受了咒诅，被钉死在十字架上。
So Paul said, since Jesus was cursed for us and died on the cross,
他就把我们就救赎我们脱离了律法的咒诅。
So he has saved us from the curse of the law.
所以律法，基督徒再也不在律法之下了。
So therefore, Christians no longer live under the law.
是完全自由的。
So we are completely free.
但是这样一个真理，
But such a truth,
被人从另外一个极端来开始这个误解。
But this truth was misunderstood from another extreme.
虽然保罗在加拉太书里面讲到
，Even though Paul has said in the Galatians，
你们不可把自由当作房中情欲的机会。
You cannot indulge yourself under the name of freedom or liberty.
因为前立法都包在爱人如己这句话之内。
Because all the law was included in one sentence that love others as you love yourself.
而且在那里教导我们，顺着神力而行，就完成了基督的立法。
It also tells us that we need to do according to love, then we'll fulfill the law.
但这个时候，假教是引进反立法主义。
But at this time, the false teachers are against this thinking.
他们认为人既然是靠恩典透过行信得救，行为就不重要了。
They thought if we were saved by faith, then our deeds is no longer important.
这样一种错误对基督教会的毒害非常深。
Such a mistake has hurt the Christian faith.
他从教会的内部开始腐化教会。
So through the church, inside the church, it starts to corrupt.
直到今天，这种错误还普遍的存在。
Until today, such mistakes still exist.
他们这种错误曲解了信心、恩典、律法或行为。
So they misunderstood the relation between faith, law, and the deeds.
对我们国人的灵性造成了极大的损害。
So it also hurts our faith and our spiritual life.
新约的另外一本最早的书信之一是雅各书。
There's another early letters in the epistles is the book of James.
就是针对这种情形写的。
The book of James was written focused on this mistake.
雅各是指耶稣基督同母异父的弟弟。
So this James is the half brother of Jesus.They have the same mother.
因为我们知道主耶稣是道成肉身。
Because we know that our Lord came, that the truth became veiled in light.
雅各在他的书信里面教导基督徒的生活应该怎样。
James in his letters taught how Christians should live their life.
他教导我们要遵守爱人如己这至真的律法。
He teaches us to follow the golden rule that is love others as you love yourself.
并且他指出我们遵守律法的行为是我们真实行信的凭据。
He also taught us if our life is according to the law, it's a true testimony for our faith.
但是到了公元68年
Until about 68,
教会基督徒生活中反立法主义的倾向可能是越来越严重。
In the church life, there's greater emphasis on anti the law.
有鉴于此，雅各的同母异父的弟弟犹大。
Therefore, James's half brother, Jude.
他就写了犹大书。
And wrote the book of Jude.
他在犹大书里面揭露散布这种错误之人的真相。
In this book, he revealed the true face of those who are spreading the wrong teaching.
他们错误根源，还有他们错尿的根源。
The source of their mistakes.
然后扶照圣徒要为真道极力的争辩。
And then they called the saints to protect the faith.
这是第一节到第四节。
So this is recorded in the verse 1 to verse 4.
第五节到第十五节。
From verse 5 to 15.
就揭露了不敬虔之人的不敬虔的行为。
Revealed the ungodly life of those who are ungodly.
而且揭露历史上神对不敬虔之人的刑罚来警告他们。
And warned them through the judgments of God to the ungodly people through the history.
然后最后十七节到二十五节
，from verse 17 to 25，
教导圣徒怎样在不敬虔的人中间为真道争辩
，and teaches how saints should testify for truth among the ungodly people。
在那里，他教导我们四件事情
，there he taught us four things。
我们要牢记。 神的话语。
We ought to remember God's word.
我们要保守自己，保守自己在神的爱中。
We should keep ourselves in the love of God.
我们也要竭力救误于歧途的人悔改。
We want to help those, save those to confess if they become evildoers.
借着这些来为真道极力的争辩。
And through this, we can testify for the true faith.
那么这是犹大书信的背景或者说是动机。
This is either the background or the motivation for the book of Jude.
那么犹大写信的对象我们知道就是基督徒。
You know, the audience of the book that Jude wrote was for Christians.
他也讲了他的目的是要我们为真道极力的争辩。
He also said that the purpose of the letter is to teach us how to keep good testimony for the faith.
因为他给了两个原因。
He gave us two reasons.
第一个是我们蒙了神极大的恩典。
The first, we have been bestowed by God's grace.
第二个原因是因为在教会中有拜拜神真理的这样的人在中间。
The second reason, because in the church, there are people who are corrupted and failed to keep God's faith.
我们来看神所赐给我们的恩典。
First, let's see the grace bestowed us by God.
真理告诉我们讲了四个方面。
There are four things in here.
他说是被召。
He says we are called.
在父神里蒙爱。
We're beloved in God.
为耶稣基督保守。
We were preserved by Jesus Christ.
并且承受从神而来的怜恤、平安和慈爱。
We also receive mercy, peace, and love.
我们先来看被召。
Let's look at be called.
教会被称为被召出来的一城。
A church is called to be the called.
Called out.
Called out.
信徒也称为奉召做圣徒。
So the saints are called the saints who are called.
奉召受耶稣基督。
They are called by Jesus Christ.
被谁召呢？
Who called them?
新约里面告诉的是同盟天召的弟兄。
In the New Testament is we are all called by God.
又说是按照神的旨意被召的。
Or is called by God's will.
而且神的旨意不是根据我们在世上一段时间的表现考察以后才决定的。
God's will is not determined by observing our behavior in this life.
根据我们在世上的表现，然后神决定召我们还是不召我们，这是错误的。
It's a mistaken thought to think if God called us because He observed our behavior.
乃是因为他在藏事以先就召了我们。
He called us long before we even existed.
他在藏于世界以前就已经预先定下了要招一些人。
He has predetermined a group of people that he would call for in the eternal past.
他把这些人从哪里面招出来呢？
Where did he call these people from?
他招他们从世界的败坏中出来。
He called these people from the evil deeds of the world.
从撒旦的黑暗的国度里面出来。
Called them from the control of Satan.
从神的审判或人类迷惘沉沦的命运中出来。
It also called these people out of God's judgment and their potential falling.
从地狱的刑罚中招出来。
So they are called out of the punishment of sin.
从罪恶的权势底下招出来。
Also called them out of the power of evil.
也从律法的咒诅底下招出来。
Also call them out of the curse of the law.
神召我们出来是要我们带我们进到哪里呢？
Where did God call us out of? Or where are you going to lead us to?
神经告诉我们是要进于主耶稣基督用他自己的血所买受的救赎里面。
So he called us into our Lord Jesus Christ, which he redeemed us by his own blood.
因着耶稣基督得以称义。
So we can be righteous through Jesus Christ.
这不是因为我们相信耶稣基督本身这件事情有什么功效。
This doesn't mean we believe in Jesus Christ himself.
The behavior itself会占得我们称义的资本。
The behavior itself in believing in Jesus Christ is not the reason we are called for.
Right. Thank you. 因为我们能够相信救主耶稣基督本身是神的作为。
Because we believe Jesus Christ himself is the work of God.
神召我们是要我们得着耶稣基督的义。
God called us so that we may have the righteousness of Jesus Christ.
蒙神收养成为神的儿女。
So we may be received by God and become his children.
是神的后嗣与基督同作后嗣。
So that we may the offspring of Jesus Christ.
从千万的人中间分别出来归神自己。
So we are separate from thousands of people, we become belong to God.
叫我们与神的性情有份。
So that we may have God's attributes.
我们不仅是在地位上称义成圣。
Not only we were justified and sanctified in position,
神的旨意是要我们在每日的生活中过圣洁的生活。
God's will is that we may have a godly life every day,
效法耶稣基督。
So we can be imitators of Jesus Christ.
渐渐的，我们被磨成神儿子的形象。
So gradually we can be molded to become the image of God.
然后在人世里面得着主耶稣基督的荣光。
And so we may also receive the glory of Jesus Christ.
这个是神要辅导我们所要得着的。
So this is the reason why God called for us.
但是在我们实际的生活中和神的这样一个高超的辅导之间有一个很大的鸿沟。
But in this calling, there is a
gap.
There's a great gap in this calling and our actual life.
那么神在他所辅导的人身上做了一件什么样的事情，使在这样的辅导成为实际可行的？
What did God do so that make this calling to be possible?
神辅导我们是借着圣灵将主耶稣基督在十字架上的救恩扔在我们身上。
God called us through the grace and salvation of Jesus Christ that he accomplished on the cross.
使我们的罪得赦免。
So that our sins can be forgiven.
我们的良心被主的血所洗净。
So our conscience can be cleansed by the blood of Christ.
又叫我们与基督联合成为一体。
So that we may become one with Christ.
使基督的灵仍然地住在我们心里。
So the Spirit of Christ can live in our hearts.
使基督像贼死像神活的这样一个生命不断地来更新我们。
So that we can be continually renewed by the life of Jesus Christ, that which is dead to sin and live to God.
圣灵他又更新我们的心思意志。
The Spirit will continue to renew our thoughts and our will.
使我们甘心乐意顺从神的旨意。
So that we may willingly follow God's will.
这是神在一个他所招的人身上所做的工作。
This is the work that God did on those he called for.
好成就他在被招的人身上所定下的心意。
That he can complete his will on those who are called for.
那么我们想看神到底是怎么样来辅导一个人的。
So how did God call a person?
我们说神经教导我们神的这个辅导的工作有两个方面。
There are two things the Bible taught us how God called us.
首先是外在的环境。
The first is the outside environment.
然后是圣灵内在的工作。
And then is the work of the Spirit inside.
从人外在的环境来看。
From our outside environment.
纯正的信仰都相信神绝对完全的主权。
So we have to have true faith and absolute faith in God.
我们生命中发生的一切事没有一件是偶然的。
There's nothing in our life that happened or accidental.
是神所没有意料到的，是神所不知所措的。
There's nothing was outside of God's plan. There's nothing God cannot handle.
按照人来说，我们常常有很多事令我们困惑。
To us, there are many things that troubles us.
所以不认识神的人对这样的真理很不满意。
For those who does not know God, they do not understand this.
他们常说，如果神这样，应当怎么样？
They often say, if God is such, then this should be.
但他没有想到，他心中的假神本来就和真神不同。
But he didn't know that the false God he has is different from the true God.
当然，真神的作为与他假神的所希望的不一样。
The true God's behavior is different from what he wished in the false God.
对于一些有对神有一点认识的人
，For those who have some understanding of God,
因为我们的思想没有被心意没有被更新
，But because our hearts were not renewed,
所以我们从世俗的观点来看神的作为
，We are still looking at God's work through worldly view.
我们石头说服自己，神是全能的，也是慈爱的。
Even though we say that God is all powerful, God is merciful.
但是仔细一推敲，又发现问题百出。
But if you look carefully, there are many problems.
因此，很多人都陷入了诗篇七十三篇十六节的光景。
So many people fall into the description of Psalm 73.
我们在这里面大概要留一会儿，请你翻到那里以后。
Let's turn your Bible to Psalm 73.
好，我们看七十三篇十六节，这个诗人有个什么样的经验
？So what is the experience of the psalmist in verse 16 of Psalm 73?
诗人当然有很多的问题。
So the psalmist has many questions.
他对神认为神应当怎么样，有他的看法。
He has his thoughts about what God should be.
可是现实跟他所想希望的不一样。
But the fact is different from his.
所以十六节。
That's why in verse 16.
他说我思索怎能明白这时眼看实习为难。
When I tried to understand all this, it was oppressive to me.
在我们追求认识神的过程中常常会有这样的经验
We often have such experience in our way as, ways of pursuing God
很可惜我们没有真真实实的继续寻求神
It's a pitiful thing that we did not honestly seeking God
所以没有仅仅诗人在七十三篇二十一节到二十二节的经验里面
Therefore we do not have the experiences described In Psalm 73, verses 21 and 22.
在我们石头认识神的作为的时候
After we realize God's work,
我们常常心里充满了这样的矛盾
We often have conflicted feelings.
我们希望觉得神应当怎么行
We think, we hope how God should function.
这个神那样行
But God did it the other way.
那么诗人在这里面说他说二十一节他说因而我心里发酸肺腑被刺我这样愚昧无知在你面前与仇了一般
That's how the psalmist described When my heart was grieved and my spirit embittered I was senseless and ignorant I was a brutal beast before you
诗人从前面对神的作为的一种彷徨和困惑转到这样一个另外一种形态的染因是在第十七节
How the psalmist can change from the first way of thinking to the last this was described in verse 17
那里讲到等我进了神的圣所
Till I entered the sanctuary of God
当一个对神的作为有疑惑的人来真心寻求神的帮助的时候
when someone who has doubts in God's word who truly wanted to seek God
神灵接受他的话语有能力的领导我们
God will lead us through his own power
这是在神经里面所反复记载的
This is repeatedly recorded in the Bible
在他的仆人的困惑中
through his servant's doubt
神常常没有就那一间使他的仆人困惑的是在背后的原因来解释
God did not explain to them for the reason why they were having doubt
乃是让他们知道他是全权的主宰
But God let them know he is the sovereign God
所以他的仆人们被经历诗人在二十一节所说的知道自己与同仇了一般
That's how his servants can realize just like verse 21 they are ignorant
但是不仅仅是停在那里
but they do not stay there.
如果你看二十六节
，If you read verse 26,
但神是我心中的力量。
But God is the strength of my heart.
他知道自己的愚昧的同时，他心里面也得到力量。
When they realize they are ignorant, the same time they receive strength.
因为他们知道神是万有的主宰。
Because they know God is the Lord of all.
所以在诗篇里面，另外一位诗人讲。
That's why in some another psalmist says.
他说洪水泛滥的时候，耶和华坐着为王。
Is that when there are great waters, Jesus as our God will be king.
所以我们知道神是在我们的环境里面，在主宰我们的环境。
So we know that God lives in our environment and He knows our environment.
那现在我们要看神怎么样来主宰我们的环境，来使一个人 得救，能够寻到他的福照。
Now with how God lives in our environment and leads someone to be saved and to be called.
我们说有两件事。
There are two things.
第一件事，当一个人他的时候满足的时候。
So for one, when the time is full,
他会把这样一个人带到他的儿女中间。
God will lead such a person into his children.
圣经里面有很多的记载。
There are many recordings in the Bible.
埃塞俄比亚太监在沙漠的路上行走。
So you know there was a eunuch who is from Ethiopia was walking in the road.
神令告诉传福音的腓力到他那里去。
So God called Philip to go to him.
这就是说到的第二件事情神要做的。
This is the second thing that God would do.
就神是这个人要听到纯正的福音。
So God wants this person to hear the truth, the true gospel.
所以腓力向这个太监讲解福音，他明白的时候，他就受洗得救。
That's how Philip explained the truth to the eunuch, and he understood, and he was saved.
我们知道腓力底的这个监狱的狱卒，在监狱里面就开始。
Oh, we understand what happened in the jails of Philippians.
神要拯救那一位。
God is going to save the person.
所以保罗希拉就在进他的监狱。
That's why Paul went into the prison.
但我们知道圣经里面这样的例子是举不胜数。
We know there are many, many examples like this in the Bible.
所以圣经里面告诉他的仆人要往普天下去传福音给外面听，到他们中间。
So that's why the Bible tells that he wants all his disciples.To go to the end of the world to be with the people.
我们每一个真正得救的人。
So for each one who is truly saved, born again.
神在我们的国土的生命中带我们到真正认识他的儿女中间。
God will lead us to the places where there are children who truly know His truth.
然后他的儿女晓得福音的大能。
And because His children know the power of.The gospel.
所以他不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
So they would not know anything else but Jesus Christ and the cross.
所以使得我们听到耶稣基督在十字架上的救恩的福音。
That's how we can hear the gospel of Jesus Christ that He accomplished on the cross.
这样我们才得着救恩。
That's how we can receive salvation.
所以一个真实的神的儿女，他有责任。
So a true children of God shall have responsibilities.
传讲神纯真的福音。
To deliver the truth of God's gospel.
而且他要仰赖神灵的工作。
He has to love God's work.
因为福音是在神的大能，不是在言语。
Because the gospel in God's power.
这就是讲到第二个方面的工作，神灵内在的工作。
This is the second part, the inner work of the Spirit.
在腓立比的教会里面
，In the church of Philippians,
有个叫莉迪亚的女的。
There's a lady by the name of Lydia.
神经在那里记载神是怎么样在一个没有蒙恩得救的人里面做的工作。
That records how God worked in the heart of persons. Who are not saved yet.
Paul 在那里讲到
Paul was preaching there.
然后圣经记载神使得利比亚他的心使他专心听保罗所讲的。
God made Lydia carefully listen to what Paul was teaching.
使他能够明白福音。
So that she may understand the gospel.
然后保罗所讲的福音能在他心里面能够生出信心以致得救。
That's how God, Paul's teaching can be deep rooted in her heart and that she may be saved.
好，我们看到神借着外在的环境，他怎么样他辅照一个人。
Now we see how God calls a person according to the external environment.
现在我们来看一个被召的人在这样一个过程中他的主观经验是怎么样。
Now we can look at what is the experience of persons who were called under such conditions.
真正的福音一定非领导神前臂的立法。
True faith shall lead people to be humble.
神前臂的立法就是要尽心、尽行、尽意、尽力爱主我们的神，并且要爱人如己。
Okay, that was wrong. A true Christian will lead to follow God's law. And God's law is to love God with all your heart, all your might, and all your soul.
主亲自说，这两条诫命是一切律法和先知的总纲。
So, Christ has said that this law is the summary of all the laws.
那说的更具体一点，就是世界。
There's another word is for the world.
世界 Ten Commandments.
The Ten Commandments.
世界虽然是对以色列人讲的。
So the Ten Commandments speaking to the Israelites.
但就是造物主对受造物的要求。
That is the requirement of the Creator for those that He created.
主亲自讲解不可奸淫的这一诫命的时候。
So when Our Lord spoke of those who shall not commit adultery.
他让我们看出应当如何理解诫命。
So he taught us how to understand the commandment.
这诫命不单只是表现出来的外在的行为。
So this commandment not focused only on the external behavior.
也包括我们的动机、思想。
It also implies our thoughts, our motivation.
所以那里面只说如果即使我们没有犯人所看为奸淫的罪。
There the Lord said, even though we didn't commit the crime of adultery.
如果动淫念在神面前就已经是有罪了。
But if we have lust, we would have commit the same adultery.
世界的灵一节讲不可杀人。
So the first of the worst commandments is,Thou shalt not commit murder.
但是主在登山宝训里面教导我们。
But Lord Christ taught us in the Sermon on the Mount.
他说凡向人动怒、烦怨的，就已经有罪了。
For those who are angry with your brothers, you have commit crime.
凡是诚实的人都知道。
For all the mature people will know.
在神的世界，在这样的解释之下。按照主耶稣基督的审判，没有一个人是无罪的。
If we understand and explain God's commitment in such a way, not a single person is sinless under the judgment of Christ.
可是因为罪人的本性
，because of sinful nature，
我们对神圣律法的公然践踏也不以为然。
So we disregard God's judgment for us.
他说：“人无完人。”人没有完人。
We often say there's not a man who is perfect.
还有好多人比我更坏。
There are many people who are worse than I.
但是他们不晓得神在他的圣经里面讲的。
But they do not believe what God has said in the Bible.
那里面告诉我们，凡不常照律法书上所记一切之事是行的，就被诅咒。
It says, everyone who does not follow all the things recorded in the law shall be cursed.
要不然他们就是抱着自己得意的一点美德
Otherwise, they just think they have some good works.
比如说他很正直。
They think they are righteous.
啊，他很高尚。
They are very moral.
好像这些品质在神面前会有救赎的功效。
As if those qualities can save them in God's eyes.
会抵消在神面前犯的其他的一些罪孽。
They can pay for those other things crime they committed.
将来在神的审判台前的时候。
When they reach God's judgment seat,
一切真相大白,
everything will be exposed.
所有的隐情、动机、思想、行为,
every thought, every action.
用刚才我们主受用的标准来衡量审判的时候,
when we are judged by the standards set up by Christ,
他们还以为他的高尚可以能够抵消他其他的罪过,
they think their moral character may.Can compensate for their other mistakes.
这种就是说将功补过的，在神面前将功补过的思想是何等的狂妄。
So this is a wrong thought to think you can use your good works to compensate for your mistakes.
在世界上都不这样做的。
In the world, that you may be able to do that.
那在我们的 New Hope 那个城市里面
，For example, in our city, New Hope,
这个警察很勤奋。警察很 diligent
的。Police is very diligent.
他们都藏在人所不知道的角落里面。
They often hide in the people who don't see them.
然后手上拿着这个雷达枪来测量这个车速。
They use a radar gun to measure the speed of the car.
然后你常常看到这边扎一个，那边扎一个。
So they often catch one over here, one over there.
啊，每次看到是啊，这100块钱就丢，150块钱就丢了。
Once you get a cut, then you say, I lost $150.
但是我相信那个被扎的人，他绝对不会对警察说。
But I believe the one who are caught will never say to the police.
你看我开车20年，从来没有超速。
You see, I have been driving 20 years, I never speeded.
现在能不能因为我的表现，你现在不要罚款？
Now, because of that, can you not penalize me?
即使他这样讲，警察也不会买账的。
Even he says that, the police won't let him.
因为你没有超速是你的本分。
Because you didn't go over the speed limit, that's what your obligation.
现在你超速就当受刑罚。
So now you speeded, then you have to be punished.
所以即使我们在神面前有什么我们所很自豪的品德、美德。
So in God's eyes, the things we are proud of,
那也是你的本分。
Those things are what you ought to be.
没有什么可夸的。
There's nothing to be boasting about.
那个不能抵消你在其他方面。
That cannot use to compensate for the other things you did.
所以这个是律法在一个人身上的第一个功效。
So this is the first effect of law in our life.
所以一个蒙神拯救的人。
So a one who was saved by God.
他主观上一定对今年律法找出他的真实的本相，这样一个痛苦的过程。
So he will definitely experience that how the law can expose his true faith.
圣灵让我们知道我们真的是罪人。
So the Spirit will teach us to know we are truly sinners.
再不只是一个不完全的人。
Not only just an imperfect.
我们再也不会关心还有好多人比我更坏。
We will never think about there are people who are worse than us.
我们知道一件事情。
We know one thing.
我是成人的人。
We are fallen.
我是失丧的人。
We are the lost.
神的刑罚在我身上是公义的。
God's judgment in me is righteous.
没有这样的经验。
If you don't have such experience.
福音对你并不是一个好的消息。
So the gospel is not a good news for you.
除非神把这样的工作堵在我们里面。
Unless God has worked in us.
我们不非对主耶稣基督十分的珍惜。
We would not treasure very much of Jesus Christ.
但是
But,
如果神把这个工作做在我们里面
If God works in us,
对我们来说那是大好的消息
Then that would be great good news.
他的工作使我们能够明白耶稣基督福音的奥秘
His work can lead us to understand the mystery of Jesus Christ.
让我们会逃往那个避难所在基督耶稣里面
So that we shall run to the safe place in Jesus Christ.
逃脱了决定的一定要引导的神的愤怒。
So we can escape the God's wrath which is sure to come.
这是世人之罪的一个方面，神要做的工作。
So this is God's work to let us know our sins.
因着对神圣洁的律法和自我败坏这样双重的认识，
If we have the two understandings that our own defilement and God's holy law,
他的心思意念才要产生一个不会一转的这样一个转变。
Then his will and his thoughts will change.
从今以后他要仍然跟随主。
Therefore, from that point on, he will continue to follow the Lord.
这根本没有商量的余地。
There's nothing to negotiate.
无论前面的道路怎么样，
It doesn't matter what lays ahead.
不跟随主是不可能的。
There's nothing you can do without following the Lord.
这样一个绝对顽强、革命性的转变，就是我们所说的活出圣经的悔改。
This revolutionary change is what we said is.Repentance according to the Bible.
这是一个被神所扶召的人在他主观经验上的一个。
This is a subjective experience of those who are being called by God.
这个工作是圣灵藉着神的仆人传讲耶稣基督的福音。
The work is the Spirit through God's servants to preach God's word.
在那些蒙召之人心中所做的工作。
And the work in those who are called by God.
这个工作十分稳妥安全。
That this work is
十分安全。
Is very safe.
因为它的根基是在耶稣基督里。
Because it's deep rooted in Jesus Christ.
后面我们会在为耶稣基督保守的时候再更详细的讲。
We will talk more about this when we talk about how are we preserved in the Lord Jesus.
这里我们现在就看完了被召。这个真理。
This we finished the truth about being called.
这个真理有很多我们可以学习的功课。
There are many things we can learn in this.
是我们安慰力量的泉源。
This is the source of our comfort.
神的主权。
God's sovereignty.
神话语的能力。
The work of the
圣灵的工作。
The work of the Spirit.
神的律法在领人悔改的时候不可缺少的地位。
The law, God's law is important and necessary in our repentance.
国人全然悔改的不可缺少的重要性。
This is important that we cannot miss in our repentance.
下面我们看第二点。
Now we look at the second point.
在父神里蒙爱。
It's beloved.
在神托蒙召这个大工上面。
In the work of being called.
我们看到了造物主、救赎主和神灵三重的工作。
We can see the work of the Spirit, the Creator, and the Redeemer.
现在我们特别来看父神对圣徒的慈爱。
Now we look the love of the God, the Father, and those who are called.
信友告诉我们，神就是爱。
The Bible teaches us God is love.
信徒是蒙神所爱的。
Believers are loved by God.
但信徒的爱和我们常所说的神的慈悲有不同的地方。
But the love of the saints and the mercy of God are different.
在主耶稣提到神的慈悲的时候，
When Jesus mentioned God's mercy,
他讲到他善待忘恩的和作恶的。
He was talking for those who forgot about the grace and who are evildoers.
即使那些人用神所赐给他的生命气息和生命的潜能来抵挡神。
Even though they use the life that was given by God against God,
神还是继续保存他们的生命。
But God continued to preserve their life.
但是神不欠任何人任何东西。
God does not owe anyone anything.
神没有任何义务帮助拯救任何一个人。
God has no obligation to save and help anyone.
所以保罗说，谁是先给神，使他后来偿还呢？
So God, Paul says that we God first gave us and then we repay him.
又万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他。
Because all things come from him or within him.
神善待我们，供应我们的需要，是因为他的慈悲。
God treat us because of his own mercy.
不管一下不需要这样做。
He doesn't need to do that.
就像在出埃及记里面我们看到的。
For example, in the Exodus,
他把以色列人和埃及人分别开来。
So he separated the Israelites from Egyptians.
所以亏死以色列人不收埃及人所受的灾殃。
So that the Israelites will not suffer what Egyptians will suffer.
尽管这样，神在普世提供各样丰富的供应。
Now we can see God through giving all kinds of provisions to all people.
恶人、义人都得他的好处。
So the good people and the evil people, they all benefited from him.
这是神广泛的一般爱。
So this is God's love, so broad.
但是神的慈爱是更特别的爱。
But God's mercy is a special love.
是每一个信徒在神的心目中都有特殊的地位的这样一个个别的特别的爱。
So this is a special individual love God has for those he called for individually.
我们刚才在蒙召的时候已经提到。
We mentioned this when we talk about being called.
父神在创世以先的时候就已经拣选了我们。
God has predetermined to choose us in the eternal past.
你想想看，历史历代千千万万的人。
Just to think, throughout the ages, the thousands of people.
都有很发的人在这地球上翻来滚去，对不对？
So they are all over this world.
但是你看在那中间，你我在尝试一些，神都把我们从那个灭亡的洪流中间把我们救出来。
So God has already decided to save us from those people.
他不是把我们救出来就丢在一边。
He didn't separate us, just throw us on the side.
他把我们救出来是要我们得儿子的名分。
He saved us so that we can be his children.
得神的自己的性情。
So we can have his own attributes.
得他儿子的荣耀。
So have the glory of his son.
他这样爱我们。
That's how he loved us.
他爱每一个人。
He loved everyone.
这每一个他所拣选的人。
He loved everyone that he has chosen.
他是一个非常特别的爱。
He has a special love for those he has chosen.
他不只是泛泛的。
Not just broadly love.
但是我们要说这样浩大的爱。
With such great love.
不是因为跟我们有什么关系。
Nothing to do with us.
我比这世上人都好。
Is that because we're better than
我比我周围的人高尚一点，聪明一点。
Not because we're smarter, we are better than anyone.
所以神看得起我，把我从中间特别选拔出来。
That's why God chose us.
不是这样的。
It's not like that.
神这样的爱与我们得救之前的行为没有关系。
God's love has nothing to do with our behavior before we were saved.
与我们得救之后的表现也没有关系。
It has nothing to do with how we show ourselves after being saved.
纯粹是因为他爱我们的缘故。
This is just because he loves us.
他爱我们还不是是因为耶稣基督的缘故。
He loves us through Jesus Christ.
所以这里面叫是父神的爱。
So this is called the love of the Father.
借着耶稣基督
through Jesus Christ
唯着耶稣基督的缘故
for Jesus Christ
他爱我们赐给我们儿子的名分
that's how he loves us and gives us the
当我们还做仇敌的时候神经告诉我们
when we were still enemies
他就差遣他的儿子耶稣基督为我们死
he sent his son Jesus Christ and died for us
然后他又差遣圣灵来到世上
then he sentThe Spirit to the world.
把主耶稣在十字架上的工作应用在我们每个人生命中。
So he can, therefore, he can use God's Christ's work on the cross in our life.
我们说这爱是因为耶稣基督的缘故。
This love is because of Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督的缘故，神看我们格外的宝贵。
Because of Jesus Christ, God considers us precious.
他不光是拣选我们。
Not only chosen us.
他不光是把他的救主耶稣的救恩应用在我们里面。
Not only used the salvation of Christ.
在我们已经蒙恩得救以后，神还因他的慈爱给我们有丰富的预备。
After we were saved, God has also provided for us abundantly.
所以约翰一书讲说，你看父赐给我们何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女。
So that's in the first John, he says that because of we can see God's mercy and love for us.
因为父神的慈爱使我们得着儿子的名分。
Because of the love of the Father, we can become His children.
因着父神的慈爱，他把圣灵宝贵赐赐给我们。
Because of the love of the Father, He gives us our counsel.
叫他仍然与我们同在。
So He can continue to be with us.
教导我们，领我们进入真理。
Teach us and lead us into truth.
又引导我们的心，叫我们爱神爱人。
To lead our hearts so we can love the world, love people.
遵守神，执行神的律法。
Follow God and know His laws.
他还赐给我们一位大祭司。
He also gave us a great priest.
使我们可以坦然无惧的随时来到他的面前。
So we can come before Him without fear.
如果我们有需要，
if we have need,
我们会在他面前得到帮助。
We can be helped in front of Him.
有耶稣基督藉着仍然的灵，把自己献上当作祭。
Because Jesus Christ has offered Himself to be the sacrifice.
好除掉罪。
Therefore, He can get rid of sin.
现在他就坐在执掌高天者的右边。
Now sitting on the right hand of the Holy One.
给我们开了一条又新又活的路。希伯来书告诉我们。
In the book of Hebrew, it tells us He has opened a road to pass for us.
这路是从他自己的身体经过的。
So this path was passed through His own body.
我们靠着耶稣基督的血，我们会坦然无惧地来到施恩宝座前。
So we can come before the judgment seat through Jesus Christ.
他不光是赐给我们一位保惠师。
Not only He has given us a counselor.
他不光是赐给我们一位大祭司。
Not only gave us a great priest.
他也赐给我们一位中保。
He also gave us a mediator.
就是来医治耶稣基督。
It's the righteous one, Jesus Christ.
约翰一书告诉我们，
In 1 John it tells us,
他是为我们的罪所挽随祭。
So he has committed, he came for our sins to be the redeemer.
因为当我们违反神圣律法的时候，
Because when we offended God,
我们犯罪就得罪神。
We have offended God because of sin.
我们跟神的关系就出问题。
So our relationship with God has trouble.
神不像人。
God is different from man.
人会睁只眼闭只眼。
Man can open one eye, close another.
但是神不是这样。
But God is different.
他的圣洁不容许他。
His holiness will not allow him.
那不是我们的罪。
That not to ignore our sins.
你得罪神怎么办？
So when you offend God, what can you do?
在撒母耳记里面讲到。
In the Samuel says.
那祭司以利的两个儿子在神面前犯罪。
We know the two children of Eli, they have committed sins.
他告诉儿子说，
So he told his children,
你如果得罪人，
If you have offended the man,
有事实来审判，
The judge will judge you.
如果你得罪神，
If you offend God,
谁来替你求情呢？
Who is going to pray for you?
谁能够为我们在神面前求情？
Who can ask in front of God for us?
这里面告诉我们，我们有一位中保。
The Proverbs says we have a mediator.
这位中保，耶稣基督，把他自己在十字架上所做的工作，运用在我们身上，替我们代求。
So this mediator used the work he has completed on the cross.
是我们的罪
work for us.
是我们的罪得赦免，与神恢复和好的关系。
So that our sins can be forgiven and we can be reconciled with Jesus, with God.
神在我们行走天路的上面，因着慈爱预备了很丰盛的恩典。
God has provided us with great blessings in our journey toward the world.
那是数不胜数。
We can is countless.
但是我们将就神的慈爱的表现就停到这里。
Now we just stop here to talk when we talk about God's love.
这里面将就。约翰一书第一章第九节，我们来停一下。
Let's go to 1 John chapter 1 verse 9.
约翰一书第一章第九节。
1 John chapter 1 verse 9.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
It says this, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just.And will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
可惜基督的教会这个反律法主义泛滥成灾。
But it's too bad that in Christ's church, there are many people still untied the law.
在这里面，约翰福音，约翰一书讲到是不可以犯罪。
Here, in the Bible, it says we cannot commit sins.
要遵守神的诫命。
We need to follow God's commandment.
在这前后中间讲了这一句话。
And they said this before and after that.
而且特别提到耶稣基督是来医治。
It also specifically mentioned that Christ is the righteous one.
但可惜啊。
But it's a pity.
我们断章取义。
But we took it out of the context.
我们把这些经文当作我们犯罪现在没有关系，以后相审认罪就得赦免的借口。
We use this, say, we can commit sins, there's no problem as long as we can confess later.
但他的本意是给那些敬虔爱主的人在犯罪以后给他的指出这条耻辱。
This was used for those who are godly people after they commit sins so they can have a way out.
神经里面告诉我们，我们得知真道以后，若故意犯罪，赎罪的机就再也没有了。
The Bible teaches us, if we know the truth and we deliberately commit a sin, there's no way to redeem.
好，我们再讲到最后一点，讲到神的爱是永远的爱。
So the last we're going to talk about, God's love is eternal love.
神以他永远的爱爱我们。
God loves us.
他的恩召和拣选是没有后悔的。
His calling for us is no regret.
所以罗马书第八章告诉我们说。
So in Romans chapter 8, he tells us.
他说无论是天上的、地上的、地底下的。
Doesn't matter whether it's heavenly or on the earth or under the earth.
看见的、看不见的。
What you can see or you cannot see.
有能的、掌权的。
Those who are in power and sovereign.
现在是将来的事。
The future and the present.
你的贫穷、你的痛苦。
Your poverty, your pain.
危险、逼迫。
Your persecution, your danger.
生死、刀剑。
It's a life, death, or sword.
在我们实际上行动任何事情，就是说。
Anything that happens to us.
都不能使我们与基督的爱隔绝。
Shall not separate us from the love of Christ.
里面讲，这爱是在我们主基督耶稣里的。
This love is in our Lord Jesus Christ.
好，我们就停在这里，讲父神的，在父神里蒙爱。
We will stop here talking about the love of the Father.
时间已经到了。那我们就停到这里，很可惜，为基督保守是何等奇妙的真理。
It's a pity that it's a great truth about being preserved in the Lord.
我们今天就停到这里，谢谢大家。
But we don't have time to talk more. Thank you.